This is the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, this year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are looking at Chapter 6, Paragraph 5, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey. We have just a couple of Mishnahs here before we finish up for this season of the TTPA, and then we'll take our big summer hiatus and God willing, we need to come back next year for another season. We are looking right now, talking about how Torah is greater than many other things, most other things, if not all other things. Gedola Torios Hemenakuna Mena Malchus, Shamalchus Niknes Peshlosh Malos, Vakahuna Beesrim Varba, Vatora Niknes Barba Im Ushmona Dvarim, Veelohim, Betamad, Beshmia Saozin, Bearecha Sivasayim, Bebina Salev, Sichel Salev, Veema, Beira, Beanava, Besimcha, Beshimush, Chachamim, Beduktuk Chavirim, Bepilpol Hatamin, Beyeshuv, Bemikro, Bemishna, Bemiot, Beshena, Bemiot Sicha, Bemiot Tanik, Bemiot Schok, Bemiot Derech Eretz, Beerech Apayim, Belev Tov, Bemunas Chachamava, Kabbalas Hayesurin. So in the previous price, we talked about how your crown is greater than their crown. The Tana teaches how we see that the crown of Torah is indeed greater than the crown of royalty, as the Nachlas Avos points out. Torah is greater than the kahuna and greater than the monarchy, for the monarchy is acquired with 30 attributes. These 30 attributes are actually 30 laws that apply specifically to a king. When someone becomes king, he acquires them together with his kingship. The Brisa calls them malos, which really means elevations, because they set him apart from commoners and show his elevated status, as Tiferet Israel points out. Like no one could ride on his horse, no one could sit on his throne. Sanhedrin points out that there are 30 laws are in Devarim, and pointed on Shmuel Aleph and in Sanhedrin. The kahuna is acquired with 24 attributes. These are the 24 gifts that the Torah awards to Kohanim, such as the meat of some temple offerings, truma, challah, bikurim. As Rashi points out, the full list is pointed out in Chulin. But the Torah is acquired with 48 things. Here, the Brice means that one acquires Torah by means of 48 things. There are qualities that a person needs in order to succeed in Torah study. To the degree that he has these qualities, he'll understand what he learns and he will remember it. To the degree that he lacks them, he'll not achieve as much as he could have, and he may even abandon learning altogether. At the same time, Torah study strengthens these attributes in a person who already has them, increasing his mastery of the Torah. Thus, one's Torah scholarship can be seen in these attributes, just like kingship and kahuna can be seen in their attributes. Since Torah has 48 such attributes, while monarchy has only 30 and the kahuna has only 24, it can be said that Torah is greater than the kahuna and the monarchy. The first 24 things are listed in the brisa, the others in another brisa coming up. So, the Torah has those 48 things, which are constant study, listen careful as to one's teacher, clear speech, the words are loud, clear, and distinct. This helps to understand what he learns and remember it. Understanding, intelligence, these two qualities are similar. Bina Salev, understanding, is the ability to derive one thing from another. And Sichla Salev, intelligence, is the ability to predict what something will cause in the future, L'shem Lechem HaShemayim points out. And awe of heaven. One who has awe of heaven will be afraid of making mistakes. Reverence for one's teacher. He does not behave with frivolity in the presence of his teacher. Humility. Humble person will not consider beneath his dignity to ask his teacher to clarify for something he did not understand. The Machzor Vicha points out. With joy. Those who study Torah benefit from the closeness of the divine presence. From this reason, one must learn with joy, because the Gemara states that the divine presence does not rest upon a person who is sad, but only one who is happy. Rashi points out. Joy also has observable benefits. A person who learns well and learns with joy grasps the material well, but Tiferes Yisrael points out, he could accomplish in 1 hour what would take a sad person many hours, Ruach Haim points out. Someone who enjoys his studies will always want to learn, whereas one who sees his studies as a burden will eventually abandon them, Medrash Shmuel points out. Serving sages. This means taking care of a sage's commonplace needs. Someone who does this will be able to watch the sage's everyday behavior, from which he can learn many lessons about life. The Gemara points out, that was Nachlas Avos, in Sukkah, but Gemara points out that even a sage's conversation about ordinary matters serves to be studied, Medrash Shmuel points out. Analyzing. With friends, he studies together with others, Rashi points out, which gives him the chance to discuss and analyze the material with fellow students, Nachlas Avos points out. Sharp questioning by students. Teacher benefits greatly from his students because they ask him sharp and unexpected questions that he has to answer, the Nachlas Avos points out. Because of this, the Gemara says in Tanis and Makos, I have learned much from my teachers, more from my colleagues, and most from my students. So the sharp questioning by the students, calm, his mind is settled. Without a settled mind, one cannot concentrate. Knowledge of Scripture, knowledge of Mishnah. He knows Scripture and Mishnah very well because they are the foundation on which other Torah knowledge is built, Medrash Shmuel points out. Less sleep. He sleeps less so that he has more time to learn. On the other hand, he sleeps as much as he needs in order to have energy and a clear mind to learn. That is indeed his intent. He serves God through his act of sleeping. The same is true with respect to other physical comforts, as the Rambam and Taz point out. Less talking. Talking about unimportant matters is a waste of time, but the brother says less talking, not no talking, because a little conversation is good. It relaxes the mind, Tversky still points out. Less pleasure. It does not chase after luxuries and comforts because a life of self-gratification is not compatible with a life of devotion to study, Nachlosavos points out. At the same time, it is correct to engage in some pleasurable activities, like eating meat, for the purpose of having more strength to learn, provided he does not overindulge. The Bryce says less pleasure because a little pleasure is good, but too much is not, Major Shmuel points out. Less joking. Joking and frivolity can lead to immorality as taught in a different Mishnah, Major Shmuel points out. On the other hand, joking is beneficial in the right context because it raises one's spirits and even sharpens the mind, especially when it's kosher comedy from kosher comics with good speech, no cursing, and no bad content. The bar relates that the Amor Rabba would begin a lecture with an amusing remark that made the students laugh, as we see in Shabbos and Pesachim, and as Tiferes Yisrael, Major Shmuel points out. Less working for income. The Brisa does not say no working because one must earn a livelihood, Major Shmuel points out. The point is that he makes studying Torah his main occupation, earning a living a secondary occupation. That is like the idea of having a work day which doesn't end at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10 at night. Excuse me with my allergies. But it's a work day that you finish with half of the day. My day is 8 to 3. I work for the city as an OT. Then the rest of the day I could take care of many things, my kids, the house, my wife, of course, wife being first, and all other aspects. Less work, not no work. Being slow to get angry. Anger causes a person to forget his learning, Machshavija points out. In addition, a student will not learn if he gets angry when his teacher rebukes him, Major Shmuel points out. A good heart, a kind-hearted person who is eager to help others, Tiferes Yisrael points out. Faith in the sages. He accepts all the teachings of the sages, even those he does not understand. And acceptance of suffering. If he undergoes suffering, he accepts it with love, does not question God's justice, Tiferes Yisrael points out. He realizes that God rewards good deeds primarily in the world to come, not in this world. If Kedushin points out, if one learns Torah, lacks this trust, he might abandon studies completely when he sees his learning not protect him, as Machshavija points out. So of course there are many aspects we need in order to study Torah and learn Torah, and these are many things to think about when we are involved in Torah. Of course, join us next time as we finish off the different aspects of things we need to use to acquire to become involved in Torah here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.